Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, your neighbors, your friends, people who have jobs, who are employed by someone else, they have no perception of what you go through every single day. Every single day, from the moment you walk into your facility, into your office, it's nothing but problems. It's nothing but challenges. The day goes by and there's one after another after another. It's either an employee problem. It's a supplier problem. It's a sales problem. It's a cash flow problem. It goes on and on and on. And that's why you really have to consider and think about this, because what happens many times with business owners is they get a problem and they let that problem percolate in their head. They go round and round and round with it, and before they know it, there's another problem that pops up that they have to deal with, and that one percolates in their head, and another one, and another one, another one. Problems are a gift to business people. If there were no problems, there would be no business. If your customers or clients could solve the problem, if they could deal with it themselves, they wouldn't hire you. So when we have a problem, we look forward to that problem. We take that problem head on. We go right after it. We go after it to solve it. We don't just wait and think about it and, you know, just brood over it all the time. Now, of course, it might take some thought to understand exactly how we're going to deal with the problem. And if we have an employee problem, we deal with the problem. We don't just let it go on and on and on. And we don't just let it get importance. It is important to solve the problem, but if we wait to solve it, it just grows and grows and grows. We don't want that to happen. We want to take every single problem. We want to evaluate it. We want to see if it's important, if it needs action right away, what the solutions are. We want to come up with several solutions, and then we want to go and take care of it. Because if we don't do that, by the end of the day, our head's swarming. We're going, oh, I don't know. Is it worth it to be in business? Of course it's worth it to be in business. Of course there are problems. Of course you are the main problem solver. Of course people are going to look to you for leadership. So when things happen, evaluate them, look at them, decide what action you're going to take. Take that action. Now, sometimes you have a delayed response because that's appropriate, but still know exactly what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, how you're going to take care of it, and what you're going to find if you're dealing with these things as they come up, if you're not just worrying about them, if you're not just not finding a solution and you're just saying, oh, I don't know, this is just too hard, I don't want to face it. It's not going to be a great day. It's not going to be a great day tomorrow and the day after and the day after. Business people are decisive. They solve problems. They look forward to having problems. No problems, no business. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.